the Connecticut Pizza and Brewfest that we did.
Yep.
But we didn't actually do like a little recap. So let's give our thoughts. Like, how do we think it went? Year two.
Well, I'm a little biased.
Right.
So I think it went pretty well.
Go episode 17 of Charter New Haven Pizza Show. It is Frank Zapsky. I'm Kevin Begley. Welcome to our, I don't know, home studio.
Yeah, home studio, baby. It's the first one.
Yeah, this is the first time we've done this. Yeah, we're in this instead of a pizza place. We're doing an episode because we don't have a guest this episode, so we're just talking pizza news and pizza topics. So we're in this little studio. I like it, and we've set up some decor here. Frank, these are yours, right?
Yeah. So these are from my private collection. This one here, if you've ever been to Sally's. Is the famous Doonesbury cartoon that he did. I think he did for the 50th anniversary. But this is really cool. I can't believe that I actually got an original copy. I've not seen any other copy outside of Sally's. So that's iconic. And then I have Dave Matthews is one of my favorite bands. This was from the New England Dodge Music Center, which I believe is now the... what's the outdoor theater there?
The Comcat, it's like Xfinity. It used to be Great Woods.
Right. So that's really cool. And this poster was inspired by the story that I found is that they actually went to or got pizza from Sally's.
Oh, wow.
So that poster is really cool.
I love those. Those are neat.
Yeah.
Perfect backdrop. We'll post them on Instagram, too, on the Chart Instagram, so you can really get a look at them. But we want to start because we posted the panels as episodes from the Connecticut Pizza and Brewfest that we did.
Yep.
But we didn't actually do like a little recap. So let's give our thoughts. Like, how do we think it went? Year two.
Well, I'm a little biased.
Right.
So I think it went pretty well. I think the addition of the icons in the making was really cool because a lot of people, you know, other than if they go to their those places like Heath's Place, Carmine's, and New Haven Pizza Place, you know, they don't really know Arsenio or Heath. And I think it's really cool for people to get an insight on who these guys are. And so I actually grew up with both of them, and we weren't best friends or anything, but we knew each other in West Haven, so it's kind of cool that I was able to talk to them about it.
Yeah. I loved having that panel. It was fun, and it was—I mean, you know—it was people that we featured on the show.
Yeah.
So it was really neat. And then the Q&As are always awesome too. There were some great questions from people there at the festival on that panel. Wasn't there someone who traveled from like
Oklahoma?
Yeah. Tulsa?
Yeah.
It's amazing. And then of course the icons. You know, that was, we did that for the second year in a row, and that one's always a hit. That was just so fun seeing all those guys.
Yeah, I mean, it's almost priceless if you're a pizza person like we are.
Yeah.
You know, to listen to these, you know, second, third generation iconic family members of these great places. There's just so much history in there, and I love the history of it. And again, that was one of those things that was just packed.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, even for the price of admission, like listening to those people and being able to ask questions and going up and meeting them after that is priceless.
And as far as the actual festival, I thought it was great. I mean, the weather obviously was way better. So the weather was fantastic. And, you know, we didn't have the tropical storm that we had year one. and it allowed us to make the layout a little better. And next year we'll make some other tweaks to the layout still.
Yeah.
But having that outdoor where the parking lot is, having all the trucks out there, I thought was tremendous. That just like broke up the crowd a little bit.
Yeah.
And people were able to hit all those pizza places out there. And then having like the Brewfest a separate thing up top, like I thought it was all good, the layout.
No, I think it was great. You know, again, this is our second year, so we're growing. You know, the first year we had a lot of adversity. The second year, you know, we expanded. Maybe we expanded a little bit too big. But honestly, most of the people I talked about and I, you know, went through a lot of the comments, and you're never going to get 100%. Like
right.
Everyone loves it, but everyone was like, they loved the fact that it was spread out. They loved the fact that they weren't on top of each other.
Yeah.
They loved the parking. You don't have to Uber in, you don't have to Lyft in. And, you know, we're just going to obviously try to make it better every year, and we're going to learn every year.
Yeah. Yeah. I thought it was great. And big congrats to Slice of New Haven who won Best in Fest.
Yep.
Yep, we can see our reel we put up where they brought their truck. We gave them their award, the big peel.
Yeah.
So Nautilus year one, Slice New Haven year two. We'll see what year three brings for Best in Fest.
Yeah, and you know, on that note, you know, Vinny owns Slice New Haven, Vin. You know, he's kind of a gentle giant. And he is super passionate, and his partner, and I'm sorry, I don't remember his name or the guy that he worked with, but you know, you could just, when we talk to them, just so much passion, and they're so proud of what they do,
yep.
and they're busy. And so it's really cool to see people like him, you know, win.
It's funny, you've known all these pizza guys and pizza people, but you know, since I've been doing this show, I've met more and more of them. And
sure.
it is like an instant thing when you meet somebody, you know they're a pizza, you just know. Like, so with Vint, like right when you meet him, you're like, oh, this is a pizza guy. Like through and through, there's some aura about them, you know?
Yeah, he looks like a pizza guy, he acts like a pizza guy.
The way they talk, the passion they have for it, like you just know right away.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, I tell people in my classes, because they ask me a thousand different questions, but there's pizza for profit mm-hmm. and pizza for passion. And a lot of the New Haven-based, I don't want to say not New Haven specifically city, but the New Haven-style-based pizza makers are just doing it. Yeah, they're doing it to make money, but they love it.
Yeah.
And that just comes right out.
Absolutely. And that's a good sort of segue into our new pizza sign that we have here in the state of Connecticut.
Oh, boy. Here we go.
This was such a cool thing, funny thing that happened a few weeks ago, where Governor Ned Lamont introduced all the new signs in the state at the borders.
Yeah.
And one of them is, it's the one near the New York state line, I think, on 95.
Right.
Is Welcome to Connecticut, home of the pizza capital of the United States. And now the other ones are home of the basketball, home of basketball, the basketball capital,
foodie
capital, yeah. and the sub base, the submarines,
yes. yeah,
which all are great Connecticut things, you know. And I get it; they're trying to build tourism, trying to make Connecticut not just a pass through state, that type of thing.
Yeah,
but the pizza thing, just people went crazy for this. It was funny.
Yeah, I mean, I have varying opinions on this. So obviously, we've got a pizza show about New Haven pizza, so we're passionate about it, and people outside of this show that know me know that I'm pretty passionate about pizza in Connecticut. But so there's a word in Italian called spaccone.
Okay.
And it's not particularly the nicest word, but basically if you envision someone pulling up in a Cadillac or a spaghetti, which would be a woman, pulling up in a Cadillac, music blaring, they get out, they got the gold chains and the shirts, you know, it's basically like, here I am, you know, I've arrived. And so where I'm going with this is my personality is more humble.
Yeah.
And it's like, if you're really good at something, you know, you don't have to do all that kind of stuff.
Right. You let it speak for itself. Yeah.
Right. And you know, I do a lot of self-promotion myself, but you'll never see anything that I do or say that says I'm the best, I'm this, I'm that.
Yeah.
And so that's my only issue. Is it good for the state? Absolutely. Is it good for the pizza thing? Absolutely. I just have a little bit of a, you know, issue with the boasting and the bragging.
It sort of went viral because, so if people don't know, I also host a radio show in Connecticut on Star 99.9, and we did a little Photoshop action that said home of Kevin and Jenna on Star 99.9, and we posted it on our Instagram with the real ones, and I got so many messages from friends and family of mine who were like, that's so cool that they put it. And I had to be like, no. It's a joke. We did a meme. We did a Photoshop. But since me saying that, then people thought they were all fake. So they were like, oh, so those aren't really, yeah. none of these signs. I'm like, no. Yeah. The other ones are real. The one of our show is fake. But and then you started to get backlash from New York and New Jersey people because that pizza one, it is sort of like a declaration of like, hey, like it's on the border of New York. And you had the governor of New Jersey say, you know, commenting on it.
Yep.
You had New York people. I have friends who live down there who said that some of the local radio stations were talking about it too. And like everyone's out of control about like, how dare they put this up, the pizza capital of the United States. But my take on that is like, hey, just we're here in Connecticut. Worry about your own pizza. Like,
yeah. It was genius, Kevin.
Yeah.
Whoever thought of it, whoever came up with it, from a marketing standpoint, it was genius.
And did you see when they announced it, it was cool. They had all the signs and they did like a press conference or a photo op, and it was all the people from the different things. So they had pizza people, they had the sub base people, foodie people, basketball, UConn. Like it's a cool little thing for the state.
So that's the other thing that I wanted to talk about. It has nothing to do with pizza, but I did some research on this. So the number one, and this is by number of national championships, UCLA's number one, mm-hmm. Kentucky's number two, and UConn's number three.
Yep.
And it was 11, 8, and 6.
Yep.
So UConn has 6 national championships. And again, big Connecticut guy, love UConn, been following them for a while. But it's kind of like, And the thing that struck me odd about it was they put it right near, like, I think a couple miles away from the Basketball Hall of Fame, which is in Springfield.
Yeah. And then, of course, you know, I grew up a Boston Celtics fan growing up in Massachusetts. So there's a part of me that's like, well, let's pump the brakes a little bit on the basketball.
Right.
But again, I get what they're trying to do with Connecticut. Like, it's needed. It started a conversation, went viral. It was a fun thing. And the pizza thing I love. Like, we got to go. We should go down there and get a photo with that sign.
Yeah, absolutely.
For the Chart Instagram.
It absolutely worked. Hats off to him. You know, I think they went a little bit over the edge, but
yeah,
that's
what
it is.
Yeah. I know. I get where the other states are coming from, but, you know, New Haven, I mean, it's the pizza capital of the United States. The pizza is the best.
Amen.
And so speaking of pizza places, you know, we were talking a couple episodes ago about the Sally's expansion and the Pepe's expansion and these, you know, iconic places opening new locations. And we had said, like, well, Sally's keeps saying they're going to open these places, but they finally did open one in Wethersfield.
Yeah.
A brand new spot.
Yep.
So I saw them on Instagram, looked great. I haven't been yet. I do want to make it up there to go. Have you been to any of the Sally's that aren't the original? So, like, the other ones yet?
I haven't yet. I haven't been able to bring myself. And I love Sally's. Like, I have a 10-year history of... I was one of those people that you actually hated because I had, you know, I knew someone there and they got us in. But to answer your question, no, I haven't been to the new places. We were talking before, and I guess the newer places are more like restaurants than pizzerias.
Yeah, so a friend of mine lives in Wethersfield, and he said that he went like 2 days after the grand opening, and he said that it does feel more like this full menu, like we talked about before, like with the appetizers and entrees. It's more of an Italian-style restaurant than like a pizza shop. Obviously, they have the iconic pizza there, but, you know, it feels like you could have a family party there, a dinner, a date night. They have a cool bar, I guess, very spacious. Whereas, like, there's a Frank Pepe's in West Hartford that feels like a pizza place. You know, it still feels like that, which I kind of like both, you know. I do like the feel of, like, a pizza shop, like a pizza place. Like, you want to walk in and feel like, okay, there's pizza, there's tables, and that's what we're doing. But I get what Sally's is trying to do, you know, try and make it open a little bit more to families and, you know, people who want to have just a nice Italian dinner, that type of thing.
Yeah, this is going to be another thing that's going to be a division.
Yeah.
You know, and for our listeners and followers, you know, let us know what you think about this. But most of the people that are hardcore Sally's fans have gone onto Worcester Street all their lives. Mm-hmm. And if you've ever been to Sally's on Worcester Street, it's basically really small.
Yep.
And it's the old school neighborhood pizzeria. So the concept that the new company is trying to do is, like you said, this kind of family vibe, you know, be able to buy something more than the pizza. And I know that a lot of people are not happy about that.
Yeah.
But they also didn't buy the company. So
yeah, true.
The group that bought the company could do whatever they want. You know, I think the pizza will always be iconic. Whether or not that new vibe works, I don't know.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Yeah, we talked about this when we talked about it a few episodes ago, but, you know, the people who live in other places, not necessarily New Haven. Now, Wethersfield's not that far from New Haven, but I mean, like, other states. Like, they might not understand the New Haven-style pizza with the cutting of it, the char, like, all that. So I get trying to make it a little more mainstream doing that. And then it's like, well, then come to our home base sometime and check out what it's really like. You know, it's almost like they should have that, like, in the new location.
Yeah, there's that saying, you don't know what you don't know.
Yeah.
So for someone like me who grew up around here and knows about going to Sally's little neighborhood mom and pop shop, it's hard to walk into kind of a new, you know, generation to Sally's and seeing all this other stuff. But, you know, progress, that's just progress.
Yeah.
And I take my hat off to them. You know, hopefully it works out for them.
Yeah. Yeah, it's, you know, I do want to make it up there to that Wethersfield one because it seems pretty nice. So, and just to taste the pizza in a different spot.
And I think I know the same friend you're talking about, and this gentleman here.
Yeah, Keith. Big shout out to Keith.
I won't say the name, but he likes a local Milford place and barely scrapes by his pizza. So I don't know. I'm gonna have to check this out.
Right, you're gonna check his barometer.
Exactly. The keythometer.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, the keythometer. I like it. And a couple, so, you know, we always talk about how pizza lately feels like it's, it, maybe it's just because we live in Connecticut, but it just feels like it's more popular than it ever has been. Or maybe it's because we're doing this show, but it does feel like in the past year, too, with the signs that went up and all this stuff, you know, they made it the pizza capital of the United States, just feels like it's on the top of everyone's mind. And they had this art pop-up show in New Haven at District, which is like an arts sort of event space in downtown New Haven.
Yeah.
With this giant bronze like pizza statue that I kind of want from my front yard, to be honest. Did you see this thing?
So I was actually asked to go to the showing and I couldn't make it, but where I do my classes is on Humphrey Street at next door, my pizza classes. I drive by this all the time, and yeah. I think Sunday I saw this big bronze pizza slice, and I'm like, oh, that's really cool. And then I put it together. But yeah, I mean, I think this gentleman's name is Michael Pollack.
Michael Pollack, yep. So they, and they did it, so it was a few weeks ago, it was September 9th through the 12th. That was my only gripe with it. It's like, it's only 3 days during the week? Like, make it a weekend at least, so I could try to like make it down there. It was like 9 to 6, the Monday through the Wednesday, or through the Thursday.
Yeah.
But I mean, they had a Ninja Turtle sort of set up there, which is like speaking right to my heart, like pizza and Ninja Turtles.
I wouldn't put you as a Ninja Turtle.
Oh,
guy.
Yeah, I grew up with it. Yeah, I love Ninja Turtles. When I was a kid and even now. Wow. But they had that. They had the bronze statue. They had Armada Brewing made like a special beer for it. The Campus Customs, the t-shirt in New Haven, they made, who did our Pizza Fest shirts.
Yep.
They had a whole setup there too. So I wish they would do this more. They should do it like once a year, have like a pizza art thing.
Yeah, so I think he also has a bunch of artwork as well.
Mm.
As you know, I think it's more than the sculpture. I mean, maybe we could even have him on the show.
Yeah, we should. We should try to book him. Yeah, we'll make that happen.
There's another guy, tease. Brian, that does New Haven Pizzeria, and he does a lot of different things, but he does watercolor stuff.
Oh, neat.
So
sorry to interrupt you, but is that the one on like one of our first episodes you had the pictures?
Yes.
Is that who you're talking about? Yeah.
Yeah. And he's a super talented artist. Mm. And I talk to him every once in a while, and you guys definitely should check him out. Great for Christmas gifts or anyone that really is into New Haven pizza, because he does these beautiful watercolors of, you know, the iconic Sally's Pepe's Modern, but all kinds of other stuff too.
Didn't he do one of you?
He did.
It was great. I saw it on Facebook.
Yeah. You know, it's one of those humbling moments. I mean, I don't really put myself in the same category as the people he had me in, but, you know, I couldn't erase the picture either.
Yeah, yeah.
So it was pretty cool.
Yeah, we should definitely do a couple pizza art episodes.
Yeah.
I like it. We've already started a little bit. We
right
got these
there,
back
baby.
Here. Okay, the next thing I want to talk about is Soundside. So Soundside's the big music festival that comes to Connecticut. It used to be called Sound on Sound. They've changed the names. The third year, Seaside Park in Bridgeport. Music festival.
Yep.
But part of it is food, too.
Oh, sure, always.
So I'm always wondering, like, are they going to have pizza? Which, of course, they got to. It's Connecticut. So they wait to release, like, the names of the food places. So they hadn't announced it till like a week or two ago. It's the last weekend in September is when it's happening. But the last year when I went, they had, you know, the bagel guy, the pop-up bagel guy?
Yes.
He had his pizza bagels there, which was kind of fun. Like,
yeah.
It was kind of a hit. Like, I had that. But it's got to be hard. As I was eating the pizza bagel last year, I was thinking, because just from doing the pizza fest, too, like, for these people to be at this music festival all day cranking out pizzas,
yeah,
it's got to be a hard task, like, to go through.
It's a real hard task. Because the huge variable is that you have no idea how many people are going to buy pizza from you.
Yeah.
So do you bring 50, you know, balls of dough, or in his case, 50 balls of, or 50 bagels, or 100 or 150 or 200, plus you got the hot sun all day, and there's just only so many things you're going to be able to do.
Because at least with Pizza Fest, when we did that, you know that everyone's there for pizza.
Yes.
At the music festival, they're there for music, for all kinds of food, for drinks, for whatever. You don't know how many people you're serving. It's got to be challenging to do.
How many? Do you know how many people roughly go to that? Is it like a 5,000, 10,000?
I think it's more than that, but I don't know the exact number.
Okay.
Because it's
thousands.
Thousands, yeah. It's a two-day thing. Yeah. It's got to be a lot of people, like probably over 10,000, I would imagine. But
so it's the Woodstock of Bridgeport.
Yeah, kind of. And I was anyway, they announced the food places, and I was like, oh, what Connecticut pizza places are going to be there? And I got to be honest. They hit a couple, but the list is a little disappointing for pizza. Like that. So you're a Connecticut music festival. This is your big Connecticut music festival. Let's book six Connecticut pizza places. Like that. That should be, and how make it look like a little Worcester Street. Like that's what I was expecting. Okay, so
you should get on the committee.
I know, right? Let's get the let's get the good part out of the way first. Zoo parties.
Yeah.
Perfect. Like that's a perfect place to be at this.
Yeah, Zoop's iconic.
Awesome pizza, you know, West Haven, like it's you know, tried and true New Haven style pizza. It's awesome. People, because people travel from out of state to go to this music festival, so they're like, where's the Connecticut pizza? Now they can find Zoo Parties. Fire Engine Pizza Company.
Yep.
Connecticut. Solid pizza.
They're so, right down the street too.
A little different style than New Haven style, but you know, you're a music festival, you're drinking all day, you know, you want to have some slices at Fire Engine Pizza. Great. Lil Trent's. Have you heard of Lil Trent's?
Never, sir.
It's not in Connecticut. Pennsylvania. I have no idea what Lil Trent's is. Pennsylvania place.
That's skeptical.
Pie Daddy. Do you know what Pie Daddy is?
No, sir.
Pie Daddy. Never. Jacksonville, Florida.
Woo, dog.
Now, again, people are traveling to come to this festival, but it should be Connecticut based. San Mateo Pizzeria?
No, sir.
I don't think that's
not on
Connecticut.
My radar.
Yeah, I don't think that is either. All right, so we got Zoo Parties and Fire Engine. But and no disrespect to the all these people, all these pizza places. But I'm sure their pizza's great. But next year, if they
or
do this
not.
Again, or yeah, maybe not. We're gonna find out. They should have a Connecticut. I'm gonna get on the pizza committee, and they should have a Connecticut pizza area. Again, make it look like Worcester Street. Have it be this cool little thing. Bring in some memorabilia, maybe. Maybe like a pizza of it. Like it would be awesome.
Maybe we get charred down there.
Right. Yeah. We got to make a deal. Yeah. Get us on the main stage. We'll do a podcast before, like, who is it?
The
Foo Fighters.
Stage.
Yeah. We'll be on the main stage doing a pizza podcast at the music festival. All right, that's episode 17, Charred New Haven Pizza Show. Thank you all for watching, subscribing, following. Remember, we're on all the social media, YouTube, wherever you get your podcasts. Tell your friends. I've had a lot of people coming up to me being like, Charred.
Yeah.
We had like a meeting here the other day, and so one of the clients who came in was like, oh, yeah, I've been watching Charred. I was like, oh, thanks.
Yeah, it's cool.
Yeah, it's fun. We're going to keep it going. All right, remember, it's not burnt.
It's charred, baby.
A pizza, it's time to eat.